What's wrong?
I have no clue what to get my book club Secret Santa.
Wine?
We bring that every week.
Wine and a 40-ounce tumbler.
Go on.
With a clever statement, so you love putting wine in it.
Naughty. But from where?
Piper Lou. They have unlimited buy one, get one free with code RADIO on tumblers, tees, hoodies, personalized everything, even Christmas party shirts.
Unlimited buy one, get one free?
With code RADIO at PiperLou.com. That's PiperLou.com.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. Have you already done your emergency Pick Six podcast for Frank Reich's ouster?
Yeah, we have. We cranked that out this morning. Reich was fired, I think Tom Pelissero reported it first, 8 o'clock.
Oh, was it 8 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
First I saw it was
pretty early.
It was 9:45. I was feverishly preparing for a meeting.
Didn't I text you? You were like 12:20 good? And I was like, we got something to talk about. You're like, oh.
I knew at that point.
Actually, I already banged out the Panthers have a David Tepper problem column for CBSSports.com.
It is the problem, isn't it?
Check that out there. You know what's funny, Gold, is I wrote that column Thursday night after the Bears-Panthers game a couple weeks ago. And I didn't really have to change a whole lot. I just had to add, Frank Reich got fired at the top of it because the Panthers have had a David Tepper problem. I think it's going to become more obvious to everyone who's sort of watching from a 30,000-foot viewpoint because, when you think about the Panthers and since David Tepper took over, he's going to be hiring his seventh coach, if you count interims, since he took over in 2018. He bought the team in July of 2018. It was finalized. Now, he gave Ron Rivera a year and then fired him midseason at 5-7. Say whatever you want about Ron Rivera. I think the guy probably deserved to get toward the end of the year to see what he could do, especially at 5-7. It's not like he was 1-10.
I have forgotten that he fired Ron Rivera midstream, that he didn't let Rivera get to the end of the season.
Right, but I'm saying, in taking the singularity of it, Ron Rivera, it was probably time for Ron to move on.
And three times he's done it.
I know, but I'm saying you take it from the Ron Rivera when you're like, all right, that's fine too. And then he hires Matt Rhule, and he fires Matt Rhule five games into the
year
third
three.
Season.
Yeah.
Now, again, taking in the context of just Matt Rhule, you're like, yeah, you should have fired him. But then he hires Frank Reich, and 11 games into his career as a Panthers coach, the guy who threw the first touchdown pass and the first pass attempt for the Carolina Panthers franchise back in 95 gets canned 11 games into his career. Urban Meyer got two more games than Frank Reich did. Now, you could say you're 1-10, we're going to fire you. And again, in the singular context of that, it's okay, I guess. But one, it's the fastest that a coach has been fired, a first-year coach has been fired
45 years.
Yes. Urban Meyer got 13 games. Two, when you take into account that David Tepper has now fired every coach that he's inherited or hired, he has fired mid-season. 12 games, 5 games, 11 games. This guy is an impetuous tyrant who cannot handle losing. And then you start to look at the quarterbacks. Trade for Sam Darnold. You cut Cam Newton. You let Matt Rhule take a crap on Cam Newton, which, again, Cam was at the end of his rope, but you maybe read the room a little bit on the franchise. You sign Teddy Bridgewater to a big deal. It doesn't work after 1 year. So you panic and trade a second-round pick for Sam Darnold. That doesn't work out. So you draft Matt, you trade for Baker Mayfield, and you trade a bunch of assets for Matt Corral. That doesn't work out. 1 year later, let's trade everything for Bryce Young. There are two clear and distinct patterns here. And both of them involve David Tepper's fingerprints all over the coaching searches, all over the quarterback searches, and they're very clearly impatient and lack of willingness to sit back and let the game come to you. And as a result, the Panthers now have maybe a quarterback, maybe not. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, if I'm Bryce Young, I'm not sure if I'm a good quarterback either. They don't have a coach.
Right.
They don't have a 2024 first-round pick, and they are going to be wandering around the desert for the foreseeable future as the new Browns until David Tepper takes a step back and hires some football people and let them do football things. And there's no way in hell he's going to do that because he's going to fire Scott Fitterer and blame the roster on him.
He should fire Scott Fitterer. GM.
Probably, yeah. But he's going to hire a new GM and let him like make the GM do other stuff, and then hire a new coach and make the coach do the stuff that he wants too. It is a David Tepper problem in Carolina.
There is no question he is the number one problem. The problem with this year's team is the personnel, and then the third problem. If I was ranking the problems, David Tepper is the biggest problem. This year's team, the problem was personnel. Then after that, it was the coaching wasn't good. I would have stayed with Frank Reich. First of all, I would have let Steve Wilks remain the head coach because he earned the job, and that would have spoken highly of David Tepper, which I guess there's no real reason to do that. But he earned the job. They went 6-6, and maybe Tepper was mad because he screwed up the draft pick where they ended up picking 9th as opposed to a lot earlier in the draft because they were 1-4. But if he was thinking that far ahead, he probably should have just let Matt Rhule coach it out, where Rhule would have gotten to, like, maybe they would have won 3 times, and they would have had a higher first-round pick, and they wouldn't have had to trade so much to get up in the draft. They could have just taken the third quarterback available to them, which, frankly, you'd roll the dice and just say, all right, this is our guy. Maybe you would have gotten Bryce Young anyway.
Better off just taking Will Levis in the second round. Anything would have been better than what they did.
Well, no, yes, because it's not a bet, and I've said this thousands of times now, it's not about Bryce Young. It's about what they had to do to get Bryce Young. And that's where I get back to this, Will Brinson, who joins us every Monday here, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 Podcast. To me, somebody in that room, whether it's Frank Reich or Scott Fitterer or Nicole Tepper, somebody in that room should have said to David Tepper that this is not the draft to trade up from 9-1. This is the draft to just continue to build your team and next year drop the quarterback in it. This is the draft to do that. This upcoming year, when you've got Caleb Williams and Drake May both in the draft, if you have to trade up in that draft, that's the draft you trade up for. Not this one. Somebody should have been in that room smart enough, unless everybody was on board with this. And frankly, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. But this would have been the better draft to do that, because I think both of these, I know what C.J. Stroud has done. I'm not necessarily buying that C.J. Stroud is some transcending quarterback. I don't even know if the two quarterbacks in this draft are the transcending quarterbacks.
Yeah, Drake May needs to beat a good defense first.
I'm with you. I think Drake May has a lot of questions to answer. I think Caleb Williams is a much better quarterback prospect than Drake May. I know who else does. Rick Spielman, who does that podcast with Ryan Wilson, and he thinks he's the best prospect basically since Luck to come into the NFL.
And look, by the way, like, you talk about teams that trade up to get quarterbacks. The Colts turned down the Browns' entire draft class in exchange for the number one overall pick that year in 2012. You know, Luck retired, whatever you want to say, it worked out well. The Browns went with Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon. The Chiefs traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, and they traded to 10. They traded with the Bills. They traded a future first-round pick. They traded up to 10 and gave away a future first-round pick, knowing, because they had a good infrastructure, they had a good team, they had Alex Smith, they had Andy Reid, they weren't going to be giving away the number one overall pick. The Bills traded up to number 7 and gave up a future first-round pick, knowing that even if Josh Allen struggled as a rookie, they weren't going to be giving up a number one overall pick. The Panthers traded from 9-1.
Right.
Now, granted, I think the Panthers should be a better team. Maybe they'll win a couple games, stumble into a couple games with a dead cat bounce here. But they've scored more than 17 points, more than 14 points 4 times this season.
Mm-hmm.
And those were one in a garbage time Monday night touchdown against the Saints. It actually kind of made it a 3-point game. And then the other 3 times were in blowouts where they were getting destroyed. One was an Andy Dalton start, too. And then the other 2 were blowout games where they were getting destroyed, and they put up late points against the Dolphins and the Cowboys, I think. I mean, this is a bad, bad football team. And David Tepper is going to blame everyone else around him. This is what NFL owners who love to meddle do. he's meddling, but he's like not publicly meddling. And except it's becoming more and more clear when you fire your third coach since you bought the team in 2018. You have had, the Panthers had four coaches from 1995 to 2017. And they've been to hire seven. Number seven. Lucky yep. number seven. Unbelievable. I
mean, David Tepper is not even close to being as good an owner as Jerry Jones. Not even in the same galaxy at this point.
The comp is Jimmy Haslam, who was a minority Steelers owner, took over the Browns, and it was like everyone's like, this guy was with this. Like, I was reading back on the Matt Rhule when Matt Rhule was hired. David Tepper compared him to Chuck Knoll. And then also he dresses like bleep and he sweats a lot, so I like him.
Well, it's close. There's an L sound in both names, so right. I can certainly understand why you would do that. The issue too
is that you have this, like, what's not being mentioned in all of these failures, like the Frank Reich failure and maybe the Bryce Young failure, the Darnold, the Mayfield, the Matt Corral, the Matt Rhule, all this stuff, is that in between all of these failed attempts, these little whiffs were these big whiffs. Like, they tried to get Matthew Stafford. He was like, no.
Right.
They tried it. Carson Wentz said no. Carson Wentz was like, I don't want to be traded there.
And Carson Wentz is not on a roster, correct?
He's currently on the Rams, I believe.
Oh, is he on the Rams? I don't know how I missed that. All right, so next.
That's fair.
Next for the Panthers, the odds are out. Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, who preemptively already said, ain't interested. Because
went back to take an OC job instead of taking the head coaching job with the Panthers.
You see, I understand doing that knowing that there would be offers the next year, right? I know, so it helps to raise your level.
He's
right?
still employed and Frank Reich isn't, so good right. move, Ben.
Hey, but who has the better severance package right now?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I mean, Frank Reich didn't even make it to the end of Matt Rhule's contract. Much less his own.
Unbelievable. Well, Rhule got a 7-year deal. I mean, and by the way, Lou Holtz only made it 13 games also as the coach of the Jets back in 1976. So Ben Johnson is the betting favorite, but he's already turned the job down before it was even available. Jim Caldwell is next. My guess is that if Caldwell was going to get the job, he would have just gotten the interim job. But he's not, right? So you have to go down to Chris Tabor.
Caldwell would make sense only in the fact that if the offense performed better, he is now the senior
offensive assistant,
senior analyst to offensive coordinator Thomas Brown. If the offense were to go well, maybe he gets credit. And maybe more importantly, there's no one else who wants this job.
Right.
You are taking a job where if you don't win in the first 11, if you lose a lot in the first 11 games, you're gone. He's fired three coaches midseason.
So, Ejiro Evero and Thomas Brown. Evero was plus 700 or 7-1. Brown was 12-1. Neither are the interim, probably because they both went, yeah, no, I don't want to be the interim. Let's let somebody else be the interim.
I'm being serious here when I say this. I think that now I do wonder if like David Tepper will hesitate to go back to the college ranks because of how poorly Matt Rhule went. But like Jim Harbaugh and Dabo Sweeney would have viable reasons for taking huge piles of cash to potentially leave their situations. Harbaugh, two suspensions, probably sick of the NCAA. Dabo has been mouthing off towards towards Clemson fans all year. By the way, it's very disappointing that this Frank Reich firing is taking away from all the minutes that I could have devoted towards pointing out that NC State absolutely walloped Carolina this week.
Oh, we're going to get to it later on, I promise.
Okay. I know you will, but I know about us.
I'll definitely get to it. Two things. One, Jim Harbaugh is a pro coach, not a college coach. Happens to coach a college team right now, which is to me like Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll wasn't a college coach. He was actually a pro coach in college at USC, and I don't mean that he was a college pro style coach. He was a pro coach in college.
Paying guys to play football,
which is why he left.
USC has a bigger like cash spend per year than like the Jaguars.
So he was always a pro coach. Jim Harbaugh is a pro coach, and he just happens to be coaching at Michigan now. And frankly, I don't know how to read where he's headed, but I will say this. the Panthers would have to be well down the list for Harbaugh's interest ladder. Like, he would probably be way interested in staying at Michigan in the wake of 5 years of sanctions before he would come to the Panthers. I'm intrigued by this.
I think one of the things that's important about who's next too is if I'm taking the Panthers job, I want a long term deal with a lot of cash, unless I'm some up and comer who thinks.
Why would that matter? You're still going to get fired, probably.
Right, but you have to really love Bryce Young, or you have to have the cachet to demand that you are in charge of personnel, because you clearly if Scott Fitterer is buying the groceries for Frank Reich, but David Tepper is the one with the credit card at the grocery store.
Right. Right.
He's picking out like smushed up avocados. Like, here, go make me some guacamole. It's like, that's brown, David. What do we do with this?
Why are we buying the brown bananas?
He hands him seven limes and a thing of asparagus. It's like, make me a steak. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
So
why are you covered in red wine, David? God dang it again.
I'm intrigued by this. Will Brinson is here. A couple more minutes. Washington's probably going to be available. The Chargers' job is going to be available. We know the Raiders' job is available. It's possible that the Jets' job, maybe even the Patriots' job, will be available. Is Eric Bieniemy on anybody's radar other than Washington?
I can't. I mean, we talked about Bieniemy on the emergency pod in terms of candidates, but do you really take the guy who, like, Sam Howell's trending towards being the most sacked quarterback in NFL history?
Right.
Like, that's the engineer, that offensive engineer is who Bryce Young needs. How about this? How about you throw a future first, 2025 first round pick?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
2024 second round pick, which is going to be like basically a 2024 first round pick.
Yeah.
You call Robert Kraft and you offer Bob Kraft a 2024, your first pick of the second round this year to take Bill Belichick off his hands.
Why would Belichick agree to that?
Because he would get total run of the place. And if he likes Bryce Young as a prospect, he might be interesting. He thinks he can coach up the offensive line. And you got enough pieces on defense where you can make some noise.
I wouldn't do anything that would cost me a draft pick. What about somebody who does have a track record in the state of North Carolina? Could you get Dave Doran? No. Well, yes. Could you get Lincoln Riley from USC? I would not hire Dabo Sweeney, by the way. Because I think Dabo would be...
Lincoln was like the OC in Greenville for a couple of years.
Yeah, it was.
I think Dave Doran's agent should float his name out there so we get some Savage Wolves money. Shout out Savage Wolves and Pack of Wolves.
Right.
Crank that NIL up, baby. I think the problem with both Dabo and Lincoln Riley is you've already tried. So I think he's going to end up, he went veteran offensive coach. Think about how this tiny, like, this guy's like, how is he so rich? This, you can picture how this tiny little brain is working for David Tepper. He has already tried to hire the hot college coach. It bombed miserably. He tried to hire the veteran offensive guy. It bombed miserably. I bet his next target is Mike McDonald of the Ravens. Young, defensive-minded head coach.
But he says he wants an offensive coach.
Who knows what he... I mean, fine. He tried that. It didn't work.
It's going to be hard to get somebody to work for David Tepper.
He's going to have to try to settle on Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn probably ain't leaving the Cowboys job for that.
I wouldn't leave the Cowboys job for that. I wouldn't. If you're Dan Quinn...
I mean, I'd leave my job to be the Panthers coach, but I don't think any other coaches should do that.
Would you hire me as your offensive coordinator?
Sure, you can be the
That's
cool. I don't know. I mean, well, no. I have to run it by Nicole Tupper first.
All right, exactly. That's Will Brinson, Pick Six Podcast, The Emergency, David Tepper, Fired, Frank Reich Podcast is available. Thank you very much, sir. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it, buddy. See you, man.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.